Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters.
Keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Hey, good afternoon. It's Sean Kreitz with Fort McMurray Matters. And today on the show, very special guest, I have Tristan Parker joining me. Now, Tristan co-owns the Fort Martial Arts. He's also a local realtor with the Lore Group, Coldwell Banker, right here in town. And he's also a really good athlete. He won a lot of awards not too long ago. Tristan, before we get into the awards, why don't you just introduce yourself? Are you born and raised? Did you move here? Tell us your story and how you came to the RMWB.
So my family, we moved from Tumble Ridge many years ago. I've been here since I was 8 years old, so I think approximately 1995 we came, 1994 maybe. My whole family moved here, and I mean, we've been here ever since, right? Mm-hmm. So not born and raised, but I feel like I'm born and raised. I've been here long enough.
Yeah, pretty much raised in the community. Now, you've been doing some pretty big things. You're involved, and I want to say, correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm not too educated in this part, but the martial arts field?
Yeah, so I've been doing martial arts of various types since 2008. Mainly I do Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and submission grappling. So that's where my heart lies. That's what I do every day, multiple times a day. But I also have experience in kickboxing and mixed martial arts. So in that realm, you know, I practice whatever martial art I can that can make me better. And but mainly I compete on a regular basis in Jiu-Jitsu.
And speaking of competitions, you recently won some awards or prizes, or you were the best, and you went down to Nashville, from what I heard.
Yeah, so IBJJF, which is the largest jiu-jitsu competition organization on the planet, they host anywhere from 10 to 15 competitions, you know, throughout the world that people can go to. And Nashville was one of them, and it was my first time competing internationally. I've competed regionally since 2008, and I've always done really well on the provincial and national stage. But I thought, you know, no better time than now to test myself against international competition to see where my skill and my team's skill, really, my club's skill compares. And I was lucky enough to do really well. How it works is you have multiple divisions. So in the gi or the kimono, which is, you know, the jacket and pants and belt that we would wear, that's one division. We call that the gi division. And then if you medal in your gi division, you then qualify for what's called the open weight. So you'll go up against all the weight classes, not just your own, of medalists, first, wow, second, and third place people in their respective divisions. And so the winner of that bracket then wins, of course, gold medal of the open weight. Mm-hmm. Additionally, there's another division called no-gi division. So a little more like we sometimes call it submission grappling or submission wrestling, but oftentimes, again, just jiu-jitsu. And so that doesn't have the jacket where you would just simply wear, like, athletic wear. Mm-hmm. And then you're trying to submit or beat your opponents on points based on the point system. I competed in all three of those divisions, and I had a really, really good day, and was well prepared for it. And I ended up winning all three divisions. Not only did I win all three divisions, but I submitted 5 of 7 my opponents, and no one scored any points against me the entire tournament. So it was a really special day.
Saying you had a good day is a humble way of putting it, I think, Tristan.
Yeah.
Holy crap! So where can this take you now? Like, can you go any further than what you just competed in this international competition, or can you take it a step further?
Yeah, so actually, good thing you asked. So a week from today, myself and another training partner of mine, Jonah, we're actually going to be flying to Vegas to compete in one of two of the largest tournaments in the world in jiu-jitsu, and it's the Masters World Championships. So we're going to go out there, and we're going to do our best to compete against the best guys in the world in the biggest tournament in the world. So hopefully we're going to do well there. You know, the tournament goes from November 10th to the 14th, and it's a huge tournament. It goes across 4 days. It's not just one day. Like, Nashville was just one day, right? but these ones are much, much larger. So we're hoping to do well there.
Wow, that's incredible. When did you realize that you were really good at like Brazilian jiu-jitsu and just like this kind of art form? Did it start at a young age or was it like older?
You know, I had a really special mentor when I first started, the guy that got me into it, Ben Jansen, and he really kind of showed me how to be a martial artist, how to be an athlete, and you know, I when you first start, you'll always lack confidence in your ability, but as you get better, you know, you finally start to realize that you can compete with top talent, and the only way to truly find out is to put yourself out there, right? To just go out there, compete against the best people that you can find. And if you lose, that's fine. That just means you have to get better. If you win, that's great. Then you know where your skill lies. Then you just keep pushing the ceiling, you know? And I think that's really what I'm trying to do because myself and my business partner, Scott Campbell, we own the Four Martial Arts. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to, you know, give them some inspiration or just show people that it doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter what skill level you are. You know, if you put yourself out there, you can do some special things, right? And it's just a matter of putting in the dedication, the hard work, and getting out there and giving your all, right?
No kidding. What is like a training day look like in practice look like for you leading up to like these huge competitions? Like, is it all day kind of thing?
It's leading up to the competitions. It's pretty tough, but if you enjoy the process, you know, it doesn't make it too hard. So an example would be today, you know, first thing in the morning, I get up, I study some tape. I like to study a lot, instructionals, in high level jiu-jitsu matches. And then I work out. I worked out today at 11 a.m. And then I have training at 4 p.m. for an hour. Then I teach class for 2 hours because I teach various classes at our club. And then I'm going to train again for 2 hours after that. So on any given day, I would train jiu-jitsu 3 to 4 hours. And then if I'm lifting weights, I'll probably lift weights maybe 3 or 4 days a week for an hour. That's kind of... That would be, you know, leading up to competition. Outside of competition, yeah, you train maybe an hour or two a day. You know, that's kind of it, right?
The work ethic of an athlete. It's just unmatched. Love to hear about it, Tristan. Hey, I want to ask you more about your upcoming competitions, like, say, in Vegas. So stick around. We're going to be back with Tristan in a little bit. I'm Sean Kreitz with Fort McMurray Matters.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
And we're back with Fort McMurray Matters. Pleasure to be with you. I'm Sean Kreitz. We're joined with Tristan Parker. He is a Fort McMurray man. He co-owns the Fort Martial Arts. He's a local realtor as well. Now, you've competed locally, you competed provincially, and you competed at an international one down in Nashville, you were saying, and you won 3 golds, which is pretty good. So say you go over to Vegas, you do well, you perform at a high level. What is the end goal with all? Is that the end goal, or is there more that you want to keep striving for?
There's always the next one, right? So if myself and Jonah go there and we do really well, the great thing about jiu-jitsu is you have a belt ranking system, so you compete against people at your belt level, okay? So, for example, the adults go white, blue, purple, brown, black, okay? I'm currently a brown belt, so, you know, if I do well here, eventually I'll earn my black belt when the time comes, and then I get to compete at the black belt level. And then you get to see how well you do there. So it doesn't matter how well you've done. You could be the best in the world. There's always a new challenge ahead of you because there's always up-and-comers, and you can't win all the time, right? Just because there's a thing I've been explaining to some of my members for when they're preparing for tournaments is you don't have to be the best guy to win. You have to be the best on that day. You have to be the best on that given match. Because everyone has good days and everyone has bad days. So I think with every new tournament comes a new challenge, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think my next goal after this, if I do really well, and even if I don't do as well as I think I will, my goal will be for 2022 is I'd like to be ranked in the top 10 of the brown belt, master brown belt one in the world and under IBJJF. So that's a goal of mine. Currently, just because of the one tournament, my ranking got put to 97. So if I can make my way up over 2022, that would be a nice accomplishment.
Man, that's so cool. And then just go into a little bit about what the Fort Martial Arts. Is that the place that you co-own?
Yeah, so myself and Scott, we opened up the Fort Martial Arts in 2019. So it's a relatively new club. And, you know, with COVID and everything, we've really only been open for, you know, a portion of that. Plus, we did have our gym flood, so we did have to rebuild, go through all of that. But the gym is growing every single day, so much so that we actually don't advertise because we feel we'd have to turn people away for our kids program because our kids program is so big now. Yeah, I mean, it's a great club, a great group of people. And, you know, in jiu-jitsu, while you compete as an individual, you train and get better as a team. So it's really all about the people that you surround yourself with. And, like, for example, for Nashville, I basically had 150 people helping me prepare for one tournament.
Wow.
You know, and so it's kind of a special thing where everyone wants you to get better, and I want everyone else to get better, and then we all go out there and test ourselves, right? And the Fort Martial Arts, the culture that we have there, we're really thankful that everyone in there is so wonderful and welcoming and tough athletes. And but also, you know, you have people from all walks of life. Like, we have 4-year-olds, we have 10-year-olds, we have, you know, we have 18-year-olds, we have Jonah, who is going to this world championships. The guy's like 43 years old, and, you know, he's pushing himself, you know, as far as he can go, and it's super inspiring to see. So it doesn't matter whether you're out of shape or in shape, you're athletic or not athletic, you're older, jiu-jitsu has a place for you. Right. And I think that's why it's so attractive. And that's why it's one of the fastest growing sports in the world.
That's so cool. Hey, can people tune in when you go to Vegas? Is there like a live stream or is there anything people can follow along with your journey?
There is. So if you go to Flow Grappling, FLOGrappling.com, that's the main media source that you can go to find those. Basically, you would look up World Masters championships, and it's not the cleanest sort of source because they break it out by mats. So if there's 10 mats, that's competition mats, you don't really know exactly when the person's going to be up. We have a general schedule, but it's not perfect, so you kind of have to watch on the mat specifically. But I think people could tune in if they'd like, if they follow the Fort Martial Arts training page or just our Facebook and Instagram. We will be posting when Jonah and I are up, and if people want to tune in and you know, cheer for us and hopefully watch us do well, they're welcome to do that.
Oh, that's so cool. Hey, it's a nice little inspiration here, not only winning gold medals, not a big deal, by the way, but also competing at such a high stage. I think that's super cool, Tristan. So best of luck to you moving forward.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Anything else you would want to add, Tristan?
You know, I really like to take this opportunity to sort of give a shout out to my team at the Fort Martial Arts. It's a really special group of people that, you know, even if there's a skill gap, you know, from the beginners to the more advanced, even the beginners can help the more advanced prepare for competition. Or even if competition is not something that someone wants to do, jiu-jitsu is still for you. If I was to put a rough number on it, I would say only maybe 10% of people in jiu-jitsu actually compete. So I would encourage anyone, you know, wherever they are, whether it's here or another city, give jiu-jitsu and martial arts a try, because you might be pleasantly surprised that you'll fit right in with a lot of special people that can change your life for the better, like jiu-jitsu changed my life.
I love it. Thanks, Tristan. It's Tristan Parker, co-owner of the Fort Martial Arts.
Thanks a lot.
And we're just going to head into our second break here on Fort McMurray Matters, and we'll be right back.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.